are listening to TKO on CFRU Radio 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and available worldwide at CFRU.ca. What is happening, everybody? What is good with y'all? It's your girl Janan right here on TKO. As you already know, here on TKO, all we talk about is mixed martial arts, also known as MMA, and other combat sports too. We also discuss the issues that surround the world of fighting and talk about notable fighters and athletes and how they all got started in the game and, of course, where they are now. So, what is happening, y'all? I hope that everybody has been having a fantastic day and an amazing week so far. The week has been quite eventful. Well, first of all, let me just take this opportunity to say Eid Mubarak to everybody who celebrates it. The month of Ramadan is over, and Muslims across the world use this opportunity to celebrate the end of it through Eid. So shout out to everybody celebrating. I hope that y'all have a phenomenal day. Other than that, a lot has been happening in the world in general. We had the total eclipse happening, the total solar eclipse happening a couple days ago as well. And that was pretty phenomenal to witness, honestly. I think the next one is supposed to happen in about 20 years. So 2044. Excited for that one. But overall, I really hope that everybody's been enjoying themselves over this past week. The weather is getting warmer. The sun is going to be out for much longer. So I really hope that y'all have planned out your days accordingly and are able to take advantage a little bit, at least, from the sunshine that is available to us in Southern Ontario. So, yeah, a lot has been happening. This is so random to share, but I want to share it by means of just telling you guys about the lesson that I took away from this specific thing that occurred to me literally yesterday, since we're talking about how the week has been. So I've been, y'all know I'm a grad student, so I literally have to juggle and multitask 100 things at the same time. That being said, I felt a little bit ambitious yesterday as I had an hour incubation time in between two steps of my experiments yesterday. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to go to the gym, get a quick pump in, and get back to my work. As simple as that, right? And yeah, so I was really rushing. And the next thing you know, as I'm walking to my car, as I'm speed walking to my car, I literally fall. I fall in the most unexpected manner in broad daylight. There's no like freezing rain. The road is as clean as it could be. Everything is just normal. And I take a big fall and I banged up my knees pretty bad, which sucks. But all of this to say, y'all, you know, I know that sometimes life is just so fast paced and we're really trying our best to catch up and go above and beyond to prove to ourselves and maybe other people that, you know what, this is nothing to me. Like, it doesn't matter how much I got on my plate. Like, I can always do more and more and more. But honestly, in situations like this, just really make sure that you're putting yourself first and you're putting your safety and health before anything else in life, because if you don't have those things, then nothing else will matter. And yeah, so lesson learned from this scenario is that, you know what, just maybe take a few steps back and take it easy, ground yourself. Take it slow, man. Like, it's okay to not have to do 100,000 things at the same time. And I'm saying this to my fellow peers, my fellow grad students who think that it is an honor or a pleasure to them and their advisors that they have to juggle 10,000 things at the same time and put themselves at the very last. Let me just tell you, you better think twice, honey. You better think twice. You better put yourself first. You better start to put yourself first, because if you don't, yeah, not good. No bueno. The least problematic thing that can happen to you is you literally trip and fall and you bang up your knees. You may break some bones. I mean, I'm okay. I just have some really bad bruises on my knees, so I won't be able to do like Pilates and yoga for at least another week. But yeah, all this to say, please take care of yourself. Please put yourself first. And don't think that it's like there will be any honor in having to show off to the people around you that, you know what? Oh, look, I can do 10,000 things at the same time. I mean, good for you, but not when it's at the expense of your safety and your well-being. So just wanted to put this out there to whoever needs to hear it. No specific person, but whoever needs to hear it. So, you know, this is part of TKO. I just love that we've been blessed with this platform for me to, you know, talk about some of the things that happened to me in my life. Not to just talk about me, but I'm sure many other people might go through similar scenarios in their own life. So by bringing it forward and raising awareness of these things, I really hope that it resonates with at least some of you and you're able to take away some lessons that you need to take away from it. I'm just gonna put it at that. All right. So, you know what? Onward and upward. We don't care what's happened yesterday. I'm really trying my best to remember this rhyme from Fabulous in his song called My Time, because he literally says something along these lines. But alas, my brain is still warming up. So if it comes to me, I'll mention it later. But yeah, you just have to put whatever happened yesterday behind and just keep moving forward. In the words of Rocky Balboa, though, you know, it doesn't matter how hard you get hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep on moving forward, because that's how winning is done, baby. So there you go. Let's go. I'm so pumped up for this episode. Not because of that pep talk that I give y'all, well, maybe partially, but also I've been personally looking forward to this episode for the longest time, y'all. Not just me, but pretty much the rest of the MMA community has been looking forward to this day for the longest time, because you know why? We got UFC 300 coming up this weekend, Saturday, April 13th, happening in the T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas. So this is it, guys. This is it. I can't, first of all, so many things to talk about. The fights themselves are just absolutely phenomenal on this card. I know that I've been giving you guys some hot takes about this particular fight card. However, I want to use this episode to clarify my stance, because I don't want you guys to think that I was trying to like crap on these fights, because by no means I think that people who are fighting on this fight card, they deserve to be here. And I think we're in for a phenomenal treat watching every single one of these fights. If you want to see what's up, let me tell you, the first fight of the night in the early preliminaries is going to be a fight between the former flyweight champion, Davison Figueiredo, who's going to be fighting off against the former champion as well, Cody Garbrandt. So that's the first fight of the evening. And you know what they say, this will definitely set the tone for the rest of the night. And that was just the beginning of the early preliminary fight card. So you already know what's up. You already know what is up. Now, I'm really excited to talk about this fight, this entire fight card, because, I mean, 300, come on, this is a major milestone for the UFC, and this is just, like, next level stuff. The UFC has definitely come a long way since the last time we had such a major, major milestone event in UFC and MMA history. And yeah, I mean, it's been a hot minute, and a lot of phenomenal things have happened in the meantime. A lot of people have come into the organization. A lot of people have left. Many major changes in how the organization has been run and operated. So many talents have entered the organization. This is a new era in UFC history. So I'm really excited to be talking about these UFC 300 fights. Without further ado, let's get started. And we're going to get started with a funky tune at first. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, yeah. I know some of y'all are so confused right now, but I've been vibing to this song since early morning, and I was like, you know what? What better way than to segue into UFC 300 fights by playing the intro to the song? Starting the episode kind of groovy, putting us in the mood. This feels like it's going to be some next level fight card. Oh, I'm screaming at myself sometimes. I can't believe I play that song. You're probably like, question mark, like what's happening? But you already know this is how funky these fights are going to get. You already know. Okay, so let's talk about UFC 300. So a lot has occurred to put this entire fight card together. And listen, y'all, I have already kind of stated my stance on some of the major fights that are supposed to happen on this fight card. However, like I said earlier, I just don't want there to be any sort of misunderstanding that I'm telling guys not to watch the fights, because I feel like, you know, when you look at it from a different perspective, I feel like these are indeed, like, the people who are supposed to fight on this fight card, these are the people who are indeed on a more successful trajectory compared to their peers in the UFC. When you look at every single one of these fighters, they are absolutely getting it done. Like, they might have had some hiccups here and there, but at the end of the day, when it comes to their most recent performances and how they've proven themselves to be in some of the recent fights that they've had, these guys are it, man. These guys are it. When I speak about, or have, when I previously spoke about my take on who I thought was going to be the main events and the co-main and who I wish kind of fought on this fight card, this is coming to you from a perspective of a hardcore MMA fan who's been fighting, who, not fighting, but who's been watching fights for almost a decade now, more than a decade actually. And naturally, you know, when we see such a milestone event come up and we see some of our favorite longtime idols and UFC veterans like still being in an organization and not being featured on this card, we get a little bit upset. Like, you know, when we think about the fact that we don't have people like John Jones or some other folks who are, you know, more like from that golden era of the UFC not fighting on this fight card, we get a little bit upset. However, do they really deserve to be fighting on this fight card? I mean, I can't remember the last time John Jones fought, so not to throw shade at him, but you know what I mean. So maybe I'm playing devil's advocate to my own argument here, but I really dig this fight card now, because when you look at every single fighter here, they are absolutely it. They are trying hard to either stay at their prime or get to their prime. This is like young UFC blood, and it's amazing, honestly. So like I said, the first fight on the early preliminaries is going to be a fight between Cody Garbrandt and Davison Figueiredo. So you take it from there, okay? This is going to be amazing. I love these two guys, and it's hard to be rooting for either one of them because they're both such phenomenal fighters. However, looking at recent performances, I feel like Davison Figueiredo has been a little bit more successful when it comes to his most recent performances. Cody Garbrandt, when he was a champion, he was definitely at the top, but then he had some losses. He suffered some major losses in 2017 against TJ Dillashaw, and then some other ones against Pedro Munhoz and Rob Font, and so on and so forth. But his most recent fights, over the past year, he's won both of them. He's only had two fights. He's won both of them in pretty dominating fashion. One thing that I see here that is interesting to me is that Cody Garbrandt, although looking at his, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let's say like his most recent 10 fights that he's had a lot of back-to-back losses, and he had that loss to Rob Font that I told you guys about. However, comparing that to the performance of Davison Figueiredo, even though he's been having better success, he actually had a few hiccups here and there, but his most recent fight was actually against Rob Font, and he won against him. So I wonder what this indicates in terms of what was it that Rob Font presented to both guys that Cody Garbrandt couldn't handle at the time, but Davison Figueiredo was able to completely conquer and win against him through a unanimous decision, right? Either way, I'm sure people learn from their mistakes and they learn from their losses. So this is just like some logic coming to the table by me saying, oh, look, they had like a common opponent. One of them lost against them. The other one won against them. So what does this really mean? I mean, it really means nothing, because it's definitely been a while since the last time that these two guys have fought. Davison Figueiredo, I mean, he was the more recent champion, so things might look a little bit more fresh for him in terms of how quickly is he able to get back into that fight shape, if you know what I mean. So I personally see this fight more favorable for Davison Figueiredo. I feel like Cody Garbrandt, listen, I've been following his work for the longest time, but I feel like unless he is able to finish Davison Figueiredo, there's actually a high chance that he might get finished himself. But if it were to go to decision, I feel like it would be really difficult for Cody Garbrandt, because Davison Figueiredo has shown through and through that when the fight lasts the full distance, he has phenomenal ability to demonstrate his stamina and to overcome his opponent that way in the long run. So yeah, if Cody Garbrandt wants to win, he has to go for a finish early on. If not, I would be scared for him to get knocked out. And I really don't see him potentially winning the fight through decision, albeit I'm a huge fan of his and I always wish him the best. But this is just me coming at it from the perspective of what has each guy done in their most recent fights, right? So either way, guys, I'm so excited for these fights. Like, I wish there was a camera here so you could see the fact that I cannot literally contain myself right now. As I'm sitting on the studio chair, I'm just like rocking back and forth. Like, I just cannot contain myself. So I'm really like, this is put into perspective, this is the first fight of the evening, early preliminaries. We haven't even started with the main freaking card. Okay. Moving on, so as I'm going through just the early preliminary fights, y'all, we got Bobby Green fighting off against Jim Miller. Again, two phenomenal UFC veterans going at it. This is immediately after that Cody Garbrandt and Davison Figueiredo fight. Oh my goodness, I cannot with this fight card. They're really like pulling through with this fight card. I'm so sorry that I crapped on this fight card before. I was just in my dreamy sort of like, oh, I wish that old legends from the UFC could come back and fight on this UFC 300 card. I mean, yeah, like maybe in an exhibition fight in the future. But honestly, if you want to be fair, and if you want to maintain justice, come on, guys. These guys are getting it done. So for them to not be on this fight card, that would be a problem. You know what I mean? So Like I said, after Cody Garbrandt and Figueiredo, we got Bobby Green and Jim Miller. We also got the former strawweight champion fighting here, Jessica Andrade, who is going to be making a fight against Marina Rodriguez. I'm also really excited to watch this fight. Ooh, Renata Moicano is fighting here against Jalen Turner. This is also going to be good. Ooh, this is going to be a good fight of grappling versus immediate attacks through striking that Jalen Turner will be presenting towards Renato. So really, really excited to watch this one as well. Who else do we got here? So, okay, this one is one that I'm personally really, really excited about. This is going to be a women's bantamweight bout between the former bantamweight champion, Holly Holm, who's still kicking it and killing it in the game, who is going to be fighting off against Kayla Harrison, who's going to be making her UFC debut. So Kayla Harrison, if you don't know her, she is a world champion in judo, and she's been doing MMA for a hot minute now. She was in Professional Fighters League, I think, PFL, and she has been pretty dominating, and I'm really excited for her to be making her UFC debut. I think the UFC could really take advantage of the phenomenal performances that she is about to bring into the division, and just the amount of talents that she just carries in her back pocket is just phenomenal. And Kayla Harrison is one of those women who is honestly a powerhouse MMA style. I know this is a little bit far-fetched, but I mean, depending on how this fight goes, I would love to see Kayla Harrison eventually fight off against Chris Cyborg. This, because I really do see their styles pretty much clashing because of that powerhouse style that I told you guys about, with Kayla Harrison bringing in the power with her grappling, and her striking is pretty darn good too, versus the striking and just the overall power that Chris Cyborg brings to the table. I would love to see that fight eventually. But here, this is still going to be a very phenomenal fight. Holly Holm, we already know that she is just a next level striker, and she's been a well seasoned veteran in the UFC. She's been here for a hot minute, and for Kayla Harrison to be making her debut, I'm really, really curious to see what the outcome of this fight will be. And this is huge for Kayla Harrison, guys, and I'm really excited to see what the future has in store for her in the organization. Okay, moving on. And so, just a reminder, we're still in the preliminary fight card. Okay. Moving on, we got the former featherweight champion, Aljamain Sterling, who's going to be fighting off against Calvin Kattar. Okay. This is going to be a good fight as well. Aljamain Sterling is a good, well-rounded mixed martial artist. So is Calvin Kattar. However, I would say that Calvin Kattar is definitely lighter on his feet when it comes to keeping the fight or having the fight go on for longer, and how he is able to distribute his energy and performance throughout the whole fight so that he doesn't gas out early on and he still maintains optimal performance. I feel like Calvin Kattar is a genius at doing that, which is going to give him a competitive advantage in this case against Aljo. Moving on, we got Harry Prochaska, the former light heavyweight champion, fighting off against Alexander Rakic. This fight is going to be the last fight of the preliminary fight card, and boy, you already know this. I see this fight getting the performance of the night. Yeah, that's what I forecast as of now. So if you want to make your bets, go ahead and do it. All right, moving on quickly to the main card. Finally, woo! Starting off the main card, we got Bo Nickel, guys. Bo Nickel is opening the main card for us, and he's going to be fighting off against Cody Brundage. I'm sorry if I butchered his last name. Honestly, I don't recall seeing him fight previously. So in this case, I'm all for Bo Nickel. I already see him pull some Mighty Mouse style jiu-jitsu move to finish his opponents, you know, setting the tone for the rest of the fight card. It's going to be amazing. Quickly moving on to the next fight that we have lined up here, we got the former lightweight champion Charles Du Bronx Oliveira, who's going to be fighting off against top prospect in the lightweight division, none other than Arman Sarukyan, guys, from Armenia. Go Armenia, go Hayastan, let's go. I'm so excited for this fight. Nobody can deny how good Charles Oliveira has always been. He's been in the organization for a hot minute, just like some other folks that I mentioned already. Charles never loses his heart. Doesn't matter if he's losing or he's hurt or what's happening in the fight or even prior to the fight, what's happening in his life, whatever. He will come in there. He wants to get the job done. He has a lot of heart. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He is one of those guys. And then on the other hand, we have Arman Sarukyan, who is such a top contender. And I forecast Arman Sarukyan, I mean, depending on how this fight goes, but I have a feeling that this is going to be one of those more interesting fights for sure. I forecast that Arman Sarukyan will eventually face off against Islam Makhachev, okay? You heard it here first. If that happens, y'all gotta, you know, whatever. Anyways, I feel like my MMA predictions don't always work out, but for this one, I have a very strong gut feeling that Arman Sarukyan will eventually face off against Islam Makhachev. Just watch. Watch for it happen. When it happens, y'all holl at me, okay? All right, moving on to the third last fight of the evening. So this is not an official title fight. However, there is a title on the line, and that title is none other than the BMF title. Now, because we're on the radio, I cannot break down what that actually means, but let's just say it's to crown the baddest man on the planet. Now, previously, we had Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz fight for this title, and Jorge Masvidal is, I would say, I mean, is he the reigning BMF champion? Because he officially retired from the UFC, so who knows? I mean, obviously, the belt is vacant because now it's up for grabs between Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway. So BMF belt on the line. Ooh, listen, guys, if you want to do whatever before this fight, do it. But when this fight starts, don't blink. Don't move. Just don't take your eyes off the screen. It's going to be one of those fights. Okay, quickly moving on to the co-main events. We got a women's strawweight championship title fight. And this one is between the current champion, Zhang Weili, who's going to be fighting off against her countrywoman, Yan Xionan. And this fight, listen, talking about women powerhouses in the UFC, this one is going to be deliverance of power and speed. If you don't believe me, just go watch some of their training videos and you will be convinced. Now, quickly, just I guess we only have time to mention this main event, the light heavyweight championship belts being on the line when Alex Pereira, the champion, is fighting off against the former champion Jamal Hill. Jamal Hill was the champion, but he had to vacate the title because he got an injury, so he never really defended his title. But this is the first time that Alex Pereira is defending his title, and so the stakes are high, and I'm really excited to see how things will go down. Overall, these guys are giants, and both are so phenomenal at what they do. You know what? Kudos to the UFC for having this as the main event. If you want to see what the sport is all about, watch this fight and the rest of the fight card. And I'm just looking at the fight. I'm looking at the clock right now. I got too carried away with how exciting these fights were. I almost lost track of time. Unfortunately, that is all the time we're going to be having for this week, y'all. Make sure you go to CFRU.ca to catch up with previous episodes. You can also go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts to download our episodes. And until next time, it's your girl, Janot, right here. And this is TKO. Watch UFC 300 and peace out.